בוקר טוב רבותיי, יאיר בשבת שלום, פרשת שלח לך אנשים. One of the most tragic events to befall Am Yisrael in the Midbar, we read about in this week's parasha. It's the Ma'aseh HaMeraglim, which Am Yisrael paid for dearly through their 40 years in the Midbar, such that anybody in the Midbar who was 20 years old at the time of the Ma'aseh HaMeraglim did not enter Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore that only two people from that generation would enter. Who's that? Yehoshua v'Kalev, and that's it. Everybody else died. We read in the beginning of the parasha, the Torah lists the names of the Meraglim. Now we know that any time the Torah uses the word Anashim, as it does in the beginning of the parasha, it says, Ulam Anashim Rashei Bnei Yisrael Hema. Plus, in addition to the fact that the Torah mentions them by name, we know that these people were very, very chashuvim, and Rashi actually said in the beginning of parasha, Be'ota sha'a kesherim ayu. At the time that the Torah listed them, at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu appointed them, they were tzaddikim. The Ramban observes that the way the Meraglim are listed is a very—it's kind of a very weird order. It's not by order of Shevet, it's not by order of encampment in the Midbar. It's a very random order, right? Lematei Reuven Shamua ben Zakkai, Lematei Shimon Shafat ben Hori, Lematei Yehuda Kalev ben Yefune, Lematei Yisachar Yigal Men, Lematei Ephraim. It's like jumping around. So this leads the Ramban to the conclusion that they were listed by order of chashivut of the individuals, which means count over there, Rabotai. Which number was Kalev? Number 3. Which number was Yehoshua? 5. Which means that there were meragelim that were on a higher spiritual level than even Yehoshua the Kalev, says the Ramban. And yet, we find that throughout the 40 days that they spent spying and touring the land on a reconnaissance mission, something flipped in their head. Something happened to them that made them go from the biggest of tzaddikim to the greatest of the rishayim, to the extent that the Torah says when they said ki chazak hu mimenu in lashon hakodesh, mimenu, the word mimenu can mean what? In lashon hakodesh can mean two things. It can mean stronger than, they meant to say, shuto shel mikra, they meant to say that the nations that are inhabiting Eretz Yisrael are stronger than us, but mimenu can also mean what? Than him. Who's the him that they were referring to, says Rashi HaKadosh? Kavyachon, they're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they got to a level of kfirah mamash, kfirah ba'ikav. They came and denied the existence and strength of God Almighty mamash. How did they get from such a, and in 40 days, usually, when a person goes off the derech and becomes a kofir, takes much longer than 40 days to get there. They went from the highest spiritual levels of being the leaders of Am Yisrael to being on the lowest levels of the lowest of the Rishayim, Kofrim Ba'ikar. How does that happen? Now, the Mesilat Yesharim, the Ramchal, has a big discussion about Redifat HaKavod. He speaks about a person who seeks honor, and he says the Meraglim are they're the quintessential example of what happens to a person when he seeks honor. He can fall so hard and so fast as the Meraglim did. He quotes the Zohar HaKadosh that says that they were worried. They were Nesi'im. They were princes of Am Yisrael. And we know that once Am Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, the idea, the concept of Nesi'ut fell apart. Because what happened? Yehoshua, they had a Navi, they had a leader. But that's it. There was no more Nesi'im for the Shvatim. Everybody went there, right? In the Midbar, Am Yisrael was concentrated in one basic location, then you had Nesi'im for the different Shvatim. Once they entered Eretz Yisrael, they split up into their own Nachalot, they went into their own right inheritances, and that was it. They weren't concentrated anymore, and there was no more Nesi'im. So they were afraid to lose their positions, and therefore they went off in this pursuit of Kavod, got to their head, and made them Mamash Kofrim Ba'ikah. The issue is, says Agon Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichot Musar, he says, if you look at the Ba'al HaTurim, he says, what kind of Nesi'im were they? He says, they weren't Nesi'im like Nachshon ben Aminadav, like Shlumien ben Tzuri Shaddai, like Nesi'im of the Shevet. The Ba'al HaTurim says, Kulam Anashim Rashi Bnei Yisrael, Hema, Hema is Bedimetria 50. He, Mem, He, 50. He says, they were only Sarei Chamishim. Sarei Chamishim. In Am Yisrael, How many kinds of officers did Am Yisrael have? They had Sarei Asarot, Sarei Hamishim, Sarei Meot, Sarei Alafim, and then what? Moshe Rabbeinu presiding over everybody. Sarei Hamishim, okay, they were officers, but it's not like it's the most prestigious position in Am Yisrael or Sarei Hamishim, which is interesting because according to the Baal HaTurim, Yehoshua and Caleb were also only Sarei Hamishim, which is an interesting point. Avan Mikol Makom, what are they fighting for? What are they getting all crazy for? For what? Because they don't want to give up their chairs, their seats of Sarei Hamishim. But Kavod can make people really go off the deep end. That's the idea that the Torah means to say. Even a seemingly insignificant kind of Kavod can get to a person's head, and if not harnessed properly, can make a person fall to the depths of Rishbut, to the extent where a person can become a kofir. Even though we find many Gdolei Israel, says the Sichot Musar, that did need to have, we find that, for instance, Yiftach Agil Adi said, I'm going to be the leader over you. He needed to do that because otherwise they wouldn't respect him as a general. Shimson says that for the 20 years that he judged Am Yisrael, he never took anything, he never got an ounce of kavod from anyone in Am Yisrael. How is that possible for the Shofet? Rather, even though there is there's an idea of kavod that a person has to get in Lishim Shamayim, but real don't know they harness that kavod and not let it get to them. They look at it just like something abhorrent, something that is disgusting to them. So much so, we saw in one of the Pim this past week's Daf Yomi, Daf Kuf Hei, in Masechet Yevamot, the Gemara tells us that a Shofet, that a Dayan, that any person in a position of authority in Am Yisrael has to make sure to mitigate the amount of kavod that he gets from the tzibur, such that the halacha is that if a person walks in, let's say a Dayan, Rav, whatever it is, from Chacham, he should not take the long circuitous route to a seat. Rather, in order to get more people to stand up for him and more kavod, rather a real Talmid Chacham should take the shortest route to a seat, says not to inconvenience anybody. That's the way a real Talmid Chacham should act. Go straight, don't look. Why? A person knows how to deal with kavod. But when a person allows the kavod to penetrate his neshama, it's a very, very dangerous pitfall in which a person can mamash fall kim'at to a depth that's almost impossible to recover from. These miragnim, the Torah says that they died very gruesome deaths. Rashi Kadosh describes the deaths that they went through. It's a terrible, terrible mitam mishuna, because a Kadosh Baruch Hu understood that there's no way back for a person like that. Rashi says that their tongues grew out to their belly button, and worms started growing out of their tongues and started boring through their belly buttons until finally they blew up. Yeah, it's not a fun way to go. Yeah, Mikol Makom, person has to understand, in these situations, it happens to such great people in Am Yisrael, and those people were worthy of kavod. Can you imagine to people who are on lower levels, the Yetzirah is a way of getting into a person's brain and tries always to find, even when a person tries to do something in Lishem Shamayim, the Yetzirah will always try to get a person to latch on to that kavod hamdumeh, which is what the Ba'alei Musar call it, which is a fake kavod. Kavod is fake. Who's giving you kavod? Basar v'adam, rima v'tule'ah. You want to get kavod from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The real kavod can only come from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu honors somebody, respects somebody, you know you've made it big. If people honor you, big deal. It's basar v'adam, it's worth nothing. It's worthless. If a person really, really has to take this into consideration, when we go through this world, especially people who shomer Torah mitzvot, the Yetzirah hates when a person shomer Torah mitzvot. So what does he do? He says, oh, you're chashav. You're a chashav guy. Right? You learn a lot, you daven a lot, you shomer Torah mitzvot, yeah? And he tries to give him, boost up, and he tries to make him look for the kavod hamdumeh that people give to him. That is a recipe for disaster, as it ended up for the Meraglim and for the rest of Am Yisrael as well. The Meraglim went down, and the rest of Am Yisrael went down with them. So that's a lesson that everybody has to internalize and master, because that's the only way a person can be matzliach in their avodat Hashem in this world. Thank you for listening. Shabbat shalom, borach. Bezat Hashem, this coming Monday, we are beginning our summer program, summer SBM, Kollel. So hopefully we'll get to see everybody, even if it's not with me. There's many different tracks. There's many different shiurim. Hope to see everybody, Bezat Hashem, rejuvenated and excited for another season of Dekut Ba'ashem Yitbarach. Thank you all. And Shabbat Shalom.
It's an expression.